We're looking now at Turkey. We're turning our eyes to Turkey. Despite some controversy, Turkey has re-elected President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in his second term as the Turkish president. Some have raised concerns over the nature of the snap election, just how democratic it really was, and the allegations of corruption in the administration. Speaking to us now this morning is Dr. Mehmet Özalp, Director of the Center for Islamic Studies and Civilization at Stralsund University. Mehmet, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. So looking at President Erdogan, even in his first term, he's been a fairly divisive figure, you would have to say. Some have made a great deal of his alleged grabs for power and the like. What do you expect to happen? What do we expect to see come out of, his second term as Turkish president?
Well, firstly, it's not his second term. He's been in power for 16 years now. He had three terms as a prime minister and another one as the president. And in all of those, he was the main man running the country. And now this was an election where the new constitution came to effect, which has two additional terms. And if an early election is called in the second term, he can go for another third term, which means that he could be in power until 2034. So that's an awful long time. A lot of people in the early 2000s saw Turkey as a kind of a solution to the problems in the Muslim world. Turkey was seen as an example of a nation which could be Islamic and democratic, a liberal democracy at the same time. But unfortunately, from 2013 onwards, Erdogan has displayed an increasingly authoritarian tendencies and regime to take full power in the country. So in effect, while everyone was expecting Turkey to be an example for other Middle Eastern countries to reform and change and improve, Turkey has become yet another Middle Eastern country.
Yeah, following those changes to the Turkish constitution, as you say, it was following that military coup or the attempted military coup and gave Erdogan enhanced executive powers. Have we seen many larger implications come out of that decision? Have we seen Erdogan really stretching these new powers?
Well, we already seen it he has control over the media. Just a couple of months before the election, he forced a major media conglomerate to sell their papers. And at the moment, there are tens and thousands of political prisoners in Turkey, including 17,000 women and more than 200 journalists. So the election was definitely a multi-party democratic election, but it was certainly not fair under the circumstances. So this is what we're going to continue to see in Turkey. I don't think it will change for the next decade, and it can get even worse.
As you mentioned there were hopes that Turkey might be seen as an example for other countries in the region to follow, and it's maybe been a bit of a letdown. What does this kind of mean for Turkey's relationships with some other regional countries, and particularly the European Union?
Well, one of the key aspects of Erdogan's winning formula is that he builds roads, bridges, and big airports, and then celebrates those in the media as success stories. And anything that goes wrong in Turkey is explained by a Western conspiracy, that is a United States or Europe interfering with Turkey to topple him because they don't want Turkey to be great again. It's almost like a Trump narrative there. Erdogan needs to be that anti-Western, anti-European, to explain things that go wrong in the country. I think that he will continue to do so as long as he's in power.
And you look in regards to the European Union, Turkey's had aspirations. Erdogan's has aspirations to, maybe join the European Union for a while. Would this be at all really a possibility now that we've seen his re-election?
Well, he has taken steps to be part of European Union in his early 2000s, but in the last 5 years he hasn't done anything, and on the contrary, his rhetoric is very much anti-Europe, and he has moved to have very close relations with Russia over Syria. He's even purchased S-400 defense missiles from Russia, contrary to the NATO alliance. So he's really tending towards. He's moving away from European Union. I don't think he shows any indication that he wants to be part of Europe. He wants Turkey to be great again, just like Ottoman Empire was, as a standalone power that it should not be attached to any other power base. That's been his call, and a lot of Muslims, a lot of Turks and Muslims, believe that he will achieve that. There's a very nationalistic fervor in his narrative, and a lot of Turks are attracted to that.
Well, I guess what comes next remains to be seen. But Mehmet, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us. Obviously, taking us through this morning.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Mehmet Ozal, Director of the Center for Islamic Studies and Civilization at Charles Sturt University, speaking to us about the recent Turkish election, the results from the Turkish election. You are on The Daily.